Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Snickerdoodle
shortbread, fudgy nut bar.
How many cheeks?
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar.
How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
There's a man.
Change is the only thing that's constant. You're going through changes right now. You're growing through changes right now, even in this very moment. This moment called now. Yes, that is the Agape International Choir. The title of that song is I Am Changed. Doesn't matter if it happened last year, last month, last night, I am changed. And the soloist is Angel Travis. Have you changed? Are you still the same person?
Is that change inspired by a thought or by a deep-rooted feeling? That the feeling is so deep, the change is so deep, you don't even know how to put it in words. And you, when you hear the question, have you changed, all you can do is just smile. It's like, I can't even begin to tell you. Rather than someone asking me, have you changed? Are you still the same person? Yeah, I've changed. Of course I've changed. I know I've changed. Oh, trust me. You know, there's a change that goes beyond the intellect, that goes beyond analyzing, that goes beyond trying to prove and justify. That sometimes when you want to share that with people, all you can do is laugh or smile. And because all that you've gone through will come flooding back, and you would see right where you are, and you would say, yes, I have. And I am grateful for everything that brought me to this point. That's a real change. Change from the inside out. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference simply because you're alive. You make a difference simply because you exist. Don't let your thoughts, don't let your mind fool you. The mind's job is to keep thinking and keep coming up with new ways to do the new thing. Let's make it one step better. No, that's not a judgment, but the mind is always doing. Sometimes the mind keeps doing and you do and do and do and you end up doing and doing on yourself. But yes, but when you allow yourself to feel and come from that place, from a place of compassion, you come from that heart-centered place. You can trust the process of life and know that everything is perfect, even though I didn't get to do something I said I was going to do, something I've been wanting to do for the past year, or I don't have enough time, but right now I am living in the moment. Yeah, we're all living double lives, you know. we're living a mind-centered life and a heart-centered life. Some of us are sort of out of balance, more in the mind, and some of us can be all up in the heart. And, you know, how does that look? Because we say, okay, you got to live from the heart. You can be all up in the heart that people don't even understand what you're saying. It's about blending the two. When you blend the two, when you live from the heart-centered place and the mind-centered place, you give birth to wonderful ideas that set other people free, that connects them with divine ideas, because you bring the mind and the heart together, the masculine and the feminine. And in every moment, we are blessed, we are provided with the opportunity to create miracles. That's what today's conversation is about, living in the moment. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m., and super present about how I move my body right about now. And I'll tell you more about that later. So in the moment about every movement. Oh, boy. I just love how the universe orchestrates life. Let's give you some announcements. Wait. Before I do that, before I move on, I welcome all of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone line, those of you listening to the archive right now. Thank you for listening. Because when you listen to the archive, it will be right now. That's the only time. What time is it? The time is now. And we started the show off with Agape Choir. I am changed. Soloist Angel Travis. To find out more about the what's going on at Agape, go to their website. It is agapelive.com. Agape, unconditional love, agapelive.com. You know, there's so much going on right about now. But anyway, let me come back. I had something happen just before the show, and it's just a blessing that, you know, there's something about the shows that I do. They show up for me, and it's almost like it's a medicine. It's almost like I'm prepared in advance for what's about to happen. But, you know, when you think of living in the moment, what does that mean for you, really, rather than me tell you? Think about that. Are you living in the moment? Are you doing in the moment? Are you rushing in the moment? Are you angry in the moment? Are you pissed off in the moment? Are you in pain in the moment? Now, wherever you are, even if you're joyful in the moment and free in the moment and you know you've changed in the moment, wherever you are, it's all good. Now, if you're judging where you are in the moment, that determines the next moment. Let's do some announcements. Let's kind of give you some of the housekeeping stuff. Yes, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page, whatever page you want to call it. The Ask Life Coach ADE on Facebook. I'm going to call it fan page. I'm just going to free myself from myself. The fan page. And if you haven't liked it yet, you know you do, because you listen to the show. If you listen to the show, just go click like. I mean, come on. And then we'll take your questions from there. And you can also, you know, you can continue your conversation in the BTR, Blog Talk Radio chat room. But questions were taken on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. A lot easier for me. And but even better when you call in 347-426-3346 and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And if you can't get, or maybe you can't get online, or you can't get on Facebook, you don't do Facebook, you just think Facebook is just corrupting people's mind. I'm not going to get involved. I say you're missing out. But anyway, it's okay if you don't do Facebook. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversations, with an S, lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a tab there called Ask Life Coach. Click that and you can send in your question. And of course, on that same website, you get to find an upcoming guest. And yeah, that's it. Well, that's not the only thing on there, but I was just thinking about something else to say. But what I do want to say is next week we have Mark Houston joining us, Master Astrologer. He has his own show. There's a lot about him on the site, so you can read about his bio. But he's, I like that man. I remember when I listened to his show, I kind of saw myself. There's a silly goofiness, laid back and just going on. I mean, Venus is one person who we had on the show sometime last year, and Mark, when I listened to their show, it's like, gosh, this must be what I sound like. But, you know, I am at peace with how I'm sounding and how I show up. Took a while, but I'm there now. But again, you can check out all of that, all the upcoming guests for next week by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. And you don't want to miss it. You also want to follow, like the, is it follow on Blog Talk Radio? I think it's a follow button. It gives you, you get regular updates of the shows, when the topic, the guest, all that good stuff. Anyway, let's live in the moment. Let's come back, because I feel like my energy saying, come back, let's live. You can find all of that information. But I do have to tell you that at 1 o'clock, or like Celeste likes to say, around 1. Yes, around 1. We're going to have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Stay tuned for that. Today's topic is living in the moment. I don't know what triggered this, but I do, but I don't. What does that mean, living in the moment? What does it really mean? Hold on, let me take a sip of tea for a minute. I feel like drinking tea. Well, I don't feel like it. I felt like it, and I have it here. So, excuse me a moment. While I have a moment. Yes, you got a laid-back life coach out here today. when life happens sometimes, life has a way of slowing, well, let me speak for myself. Life has a way of slowing my butt down. Oh, my body's like, slow your hips down and pay attention. So I set the intention to pay attention so I can get what I need to get. Boy, so anyway, living in the moment, what does that mean for you? You know, when you think of who you are today, where you are right now, it is where you are now is a collection, if you will, of moments, the past. So if you're joyful, if you feel that you've changed, if you're excited, if you're living your passion, if you're living your purpose, if you're upset, if you're doubting, if you're, you don't feel confident about yourself, whatever it is, it's all a it's a result of how you used your past moments. So right now, I'm having a lot of thoughts. It's making me laugh. But I'm going to try and just kind of disconnect from my mind right now and just let all that is flowing through me. Okay, the best way to flow through it is someone told me recently, you're like a pastor. I used to hate that. So, so you're a reverend. No, I'm not. But I'm at peace with that now. I'm at peace. I don't really care what label I put or anybody puts on it because it is what it is. I just allow it to flow. But anyway, now that I got that out of my mind, I'm in the moment. And there is this, you know, there's so much. I was thinking sometimes in becoming aware or learning something new about who we are, something new about our spiritual nature, there is a tendency, and I'm only speaking for us, so if it doesn't apply to you, it's okay. But I'm only speaking to the us, those of us that are united in spirit. We, the us's, have a way of learning new information and then either beat ourselves up with the new information for saying we're not where we're supposed to be or based on the new information we should be doing something else. Or we learn one information and then we say, oh, we've got to learn more about that. But we actually end up neglecting the information that comes from within, known as intuition. When we take time to listen to the information that comes from the intuition that we are, the moment will start to have a different meaning. We start to go about it a different way. In the moment, what am I present to right now? I'm present to the fact that I can't turn as easy as I did yesterday on the show. And it's funny, I'll tell you a little story here about what I mean. Yesterday afternoon, I was thinking, wow. Because a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I had the strangest pain in my neck. It's like my muscles were tense and it would give me a headache. And I'm thinking, oh, I need a massage, but really I need a chiropractic adjustment. Then I thought, well, yeah, that's true. I just need to rest. So I've been really rested. I've been taking time away from the computer and saying what I don't get to do now will get done later. That's new for me. Well, now it's not new, but sometimes I start doing it and then I fall back into old habits. Then I have to remind myself. So yesterday, I don't know, around 2 o'clock, I just was sitting in front of the computer and working and saying, oh, I don't have that tension in my neck anymore. I have a headache. Oh, it must mean I'm just relaxed. And I'm so grateful that my body feels real good. Lo and behold, I don't know what the heck I thought. I don't know what happened. I don't know what energy I walked into. I don't know what I did with my past moment. I started to have this pain in like my back and my shoulders. And it was kind of subtle, and I said, okay, well, this is truly my indication to go sit my hips down and step away. You know, by the end of the night, I was like turning like a robot. I was like, oh, what is this? It's not as intense as it was yesterday, but I can still feel it. What I learned from that experience, when the body is expressing pain, it will cause you to pay attention. It will cause you to live in the moment. Trust me, you know.
actually, when I came up with this topic, I wasn't thinking about, well, I don't know if I was thinking about it, but it wasn't a conscious thought, let me say that. How are you using your moments? Because I can tell you that every movement I make, I am very deliberate about it. It's like I tell my body that I'm going to turn to the left so that it can be ready for the movement, as opposed to just moving without thinking. Living in a moment, we're living this double life. And in every given moment, we have everything we need. And that sounds like, oh, yeah, well, that sounds good. That's just all that new age mumbo-jumbo. But we do. In this moment, we have everything we need. For me, I can look at the pain in my neck or shoulder as a signal that energetically I'm misaligned. There's a thought, there's a feeling, there's something that I'm carrying that I need to address, release, embrace. Or I can make it be, oh, my God, I can't believe I have pain in my body. I've been watching my thoughts. I've been meditating. I've been reading. I've been teaching and coaching and counseling. Why do I have pain? Oh, that means something's wrong with my consciousness. No, it is what it is. It is what it is. So today, I invite you to free yourself from yourself. Free yourself from yourself, because the darkness and the light is the same thing to God. The darkness and the light is the same thing to God. So when you're on your spiritual path and you're looking to embrace the light because you don't like how your life was showing up, has been showing up, and you want to just hold on to the best in you and let go of the part of you that you just judge and criticize, maybe you want to stop. Maybe you want to stop and embrace the past from a place of love, from a place of understanding, from a place of non-judgment. Because it doesn't matter what you're thinking and feeling. What is more important is your judgment about what you're thinking and feeling. How are you living? Living in the moment. When you live in the moment, you're in the flow. When you're living in the moment, you're tapping into your power. When you're living in the moment, you are present, you are in tune, you're in alignment with the information that was already there before you took on this body. You can hear the intuition, the knowledge, the wisdom within. And right now, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I want to share something with you here from my Bible, the most updated Bible. There are all kinds of versions. Which version of the Bible are you listening to? Is it King James Version? Or the International Version? What is it? International whatever. I can't remember. International, what is it? New International Version, that's it. All kinds of versions. The Aramaic Version? Well, I'm listening to the Sacred Yes Version. That's what I'm listening to. That's what I'm reading. And in there, there's a chapter on, what's it called? It's called Living Every Moment. And in Sacred Yes, it talks about a moment is very present and is pregnant with possibility. A moment is too often thought of as a moment. In a single moment, there does not appear to be much time to accomplish anything or anything of real significance. However, when you understand the concept of a moment, you realize that a moment implies a very vital window of opportunity to express a moment through a moment, though transitory, in the sense that it will leave, is full of possibility. There is nothing minute in a moment, save your thinking. The smallness of your understanding of how pregnant that time period really is. There is nothing minute in a moment, save your thinking, the smallness of your understanding of how pregnant that time period really is. A moment, the moment, is the point in time in which you actually experience life. In this moment is where you're actually experiencing life. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? What you consider, going back to the book now, what you consider to be a long time is essentially just a series of moments. You worry so about your fate, the unfoldment of your future, what lies ahead of you, as if the future was amorous, as if the future were an amorous abyss in front of you. However, this is not the case. You are determining from moment to moment exactly what your future will be by what you do, say, think, feel, share, express, create in the present moment. In every moment, you are determining from moment to moment exactly what your future will be by what you do, what you say, what you think, what you feel, what you share, what you express, create in the present moment. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? What are you saying? How's your life showing up? How do you really, really feel about your life right now? This moment, call now. You don't even have to answer that for me, but when you just sit with yourself, when you take that holy breath, when you just become still and do a life review, how do you feel about your life right now? How are you using your life? How are you expressing your life? There's a sort of responsibility that comes with showing up. When I say showing up, I mean when you recognize your gift and talents, there's a sort of responsibility that comes with it, and you've got to learn to pace yourself. I got an email or inbox on Facebook yesterday that made me go, wow. And what I call a new old friend, because we're only one. There's really no new friends. We've always been friends in spirit. But we get to reconnect on this planet. So somebody that I reconnected with through Facebook, she had sent me an email about a week ago. But I'd just been busy. And I keep saying, I want to reply to her. I'm going to reply to her. And but I didn't want to just do a quick reply. I wanted to make sure I reply from a space that, you know, I'm listening and I'm answering the question that she asked. But there's just been a lot going on. So I replied yesterday, and then I later got another reply. And her reply, there's a part that touched me that reminded me, never take yourself for granted. Me, life coach, Ade, you, the listeners, never take yourself for granted. Never, ever allow yourself to believe you don't make a difference. She said in her email, she said, I've been checking my emails every day for your reply. I know you're busy. Now, that it slapped reality, it slapped me in the face and slapped reality into my senses, if you will. But not, I wasn't judging myself or critical, but it brought me present to realizing that people that reach out to me in whatever form to just be aware. Now, I can say from an egoic perspective or from my mind, I can say, well, I'm glad that I just didn't ignore it. It wasn't like, I'm not replying to that. I just hadn't had time, and I wanted to make sure when I replied, I was in the space to really say what I meant. Why am I sharing all of this? When we talk about living in the moment, it's recognizing that every moment is valuable. You are valuable. You make a difference. So there's somebody out there right now who is living life fully because of you. Someone believes in themselves because of you, because you spend a moment to remind them of their light, of their magnificence, because you're showing up, because you're giving of your gift, because you post something on Facebook, because you tweeted a thought, because you shared a book, because you referred them to a counselor or a life coach or a radio show or a book, because you exist. And truly, no life, no one moment is not better than the other. What are you creating in this moment? number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Life is good, it's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And Life Coach Ade in this moment is multitasking and multi-doing, looking for his chat room. Somehow I got bumped out my chat room. And I'm not going to do that now because I'm going to take a break. In the moment, you got to take time to break, to rest. Because if you don't take time to rest, you end up being stressed. Oh, I know what happens. Okay, now. I know what happens. Get out my chat room. Inside jokes. You know, leave that alone. So anyway, yes, take time to rest or you will be stressed. You have a choice. There's so much more to come. Let's take a break. And while we're taking a break, we're inviting you to share the show with your friends, your coworkers, your lovers, your neighbors, your dog, your pet, your spirit guide, your angels, you know, just share with everybody. Tell them, you know, you can tweet it, you can text it, you can do whatever you want. Just send a message out there. Listen to Life Conversations Radio. And we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade on Facebook. And if you don't do that, if you don't do Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Oh, that reminds me. Well, I just had a thought, really. It didn't remind me. Well, actually, it did, because on that, on Life Conversations Media, I'm thinking out loud today. That's really what's going on. LifeConversationsMedia.com is where you can send in your question, and you can also find out about upcoming guests. And speaking about upcoming guests, I just want all of you that are listening now, this present moment called now, if you're listening on the archive, 10 years from now, join me right now to send lots of love and light, compassion, energy to Kelly Sullivan. Kelly Sullivan Walden, there it is, the dream interpreter. She, her dog made, I don't know if it's male or female, but the dog made his or her transition. And so Kelly's kind of moving through that, so send her some love. And also everybody else that you know, people in your life that are going through some form of transition. Sometimes, I don't know, I can't even say that. Well, it can't be easier when people make a transition out of a body, because people can be more compassionate to you when you lost or lose or a loved one has made a transition. But when you're going through an emotional transition, when you're on this planet and you're going through hell on your way to heaven, people say, oh, you'd be like, get over it. God is with you. God, you know, sometimes that's a bit difficult. So anybody and those that are going through a transition right now, I am sending you love. I'm sending you compassion. I am hugging you energetically, right now, all is truly well. Let's take a break. 347-426-3346. And let's take a breath. Let's breathe in together. Let's breathe out. Let's breathe out all the stress, all the worries, all the concerns, and breathe in all that God is, all that life is, all the judgment, all the criticism, all the personality stuff. Let's just breathe it all out right now. Breathe it out, breathe it out, breathe it out. And set yourself free. And remember who you are, no matter how it's showing up. No matter how it's showing up. Because you are one with the one right now. Come on, Carly.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Oh, yes, we do. We make no apologies for that. Ooh, what time is it? I'm in a flow. I don't, okay, cool. Okay, I thought we missed Celestial Moment, but you won't let me miss that. You'll remind me. Yes, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's topic is living in the moment. You living in the moment? Because living, what does that mean? What does living mean? Living means being in the moment. What does being mean? Being mindful, being present to the moment, being aware. Sometimes we get caught up in the routine of things. We get lost in what we're doing. Sometimes we're not even focused on what we're doing. But being is about being mindful. It's about being present to right now. What are you doing if you're eating, if you're at work? Maybe you're listening to the show, you're typing on your computer. Maybe you're walking around in the house. But being mindful of your body, what it's doing, the steps you're taking, the words you're hearing, just being present. You know, the kind of presence you want when you're with somebody that you care about, somebody that loves you, or when you're in a place where, you know, you're going through challenges and you want to talk to somebody. You know when they're listening to you and when they're not. And you know somebody who, no matter what, when you call them, you know they're going to give you that listening ear. They're just going to listen to you. And they don't have to say anything. Now, when you're living in the moment, when you're being mindful of the moment, you're giving yourself that gift. You're listening to yourself. You're being present to yourself. You're giving yourself the presence, the presence of life in the present moment. Valerie Joy reminds us that in every moment, God is there. You are there. You as you, God as you is always there. Valerie Joy, where is you? Where is you? Right here. This is Valerie Joy. You were there. No matter what is going on, no matter what you're going through and growing through, the universe is always there. You are always there. So when you're there, or if you're there, why not be there fully? So you can hear what you need to hear. Valerie Joy, you were there.
Every time I turn.
I know that's right. Trusting you is so important. Trusting you as God, trusting you as an expression of God. Trusting this moment, that every moment gives you the lesson to grow and be more. Excuse me, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. That's Valerie Joy. I love it. Learned her lesson. I'm learning mine, to rely on God, to rely on good, to rely on the Most High, the Creator, the all in all. That's the lesson. We started the show with I'm changed. I'm changed. God is first in my life. God is first in my life. That's it. In that, from that perspective, from that point of view, you get to live your life differently. That's Valerie Joy singing the Sacred Yes. I'm going to read something from the from the Sacred Yes, but Valerie Joy singing the Sacred Yes. To find out more about Valerie Joy, go to her website, valeriejoy.com, valeriejoy.com. And we have a question from Shannon on from the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Beautiful. I love that question. So actually, this might even answer this question. This might answer the question for you. I'm charged now. That song did something to me. Because ultimately what it's about is to rely on God. Now, we have to see that we are one with God, not relying on something outside of ourselves. We have to get to a place in consciousness where we recognize that we are one with God. As a matter of fact, your life is the life of God. So when you're not paying attention to yourself, to your life, you are not paying attention to God. Ooh, did he just say that? He did. Ooh, I can't believe he did. Yes, if you're not paying attention, you are not paying attention to good. You're not paying attention to good. You're not paying attention to God. You're not paying attention to your good. So it's about paying attention, knowing beyond a shadow of doubt that your life is the life of God. It doesn't matter if you don't have the money, if you're having a health challenge, if you can't turn your neck because you have a pain, or you find yourself crying all the time, or you achieve success one minute and next minute you feel like, oh my God, I just sabotaged myself. It doesn't matter, because your life is the life of God, and God as you knows what it is doing. Okay, that's uncomfortable. God as you knows what she is doing. Ooh, that might be even more uncomfortable. Okay, God as you knows what he is doing. You like that? Okay, here's something from you, for you. 347-426-3346. I want to read this, and Shannon, I want you to listen. This is specially selected for you and everybody else who is connected with you, which is all of us. So this is from The Sacred Yes by Deborah Johnson.
in when we're talking about living in the moment, sacred yes was channeled or was the letters from the infinite. That, let's just leave it at that. Living is about soaking it all up and knowing that by your soaking it all up, you are never distracted. Actually, let me go up. That's what it is. That's why. Let's see. Do not confuse or convolute the process of living with your human angst and anxiety. Living is not doing. Living is about being fully present and aware. Oh, God is taking my thoughts. I said that earlier, didn't I, God? Why are you repeating me? Repeating what I said. Anyway, stop it. Living is about soaking it all up and knowing that by soaking it all up, you are never distracting. Okay, let's try that again. Speaking of distraction. Living is about soaking it all up and knowing that by your soaking it all up, you are never distracted from another's. Okay, why is this distracting me? Why can't I get through this? What's really going on? Fine. I'm going to read like I'm reading to a four-year-old here. Living is about soaking it all up and knowing that by your soaking it up, you are never distracting from another person's raw potential or their ability to express the all that they are here to express. Woo, I got through that. Living means being available to me meaning God, as well as to yourself. Living also implies being comfortable with a certain degree of uncertainty. Much of your inability to live every moment is due to the lack of trust that you have in me meaning God, and in the universe that I have created. You are so worried that you will not have what you either need or want when the time comes that you spend all your time trying to ready, prepare, secure, and maintain as a protective measure. Living is not about protecting. Living will never make you smaller. Living will make you expand, and in this expansion, there is quite often a sense of vulnerability. Living means having to take risks on a human level. However, you grow to understand that on a spiritual level, there is absolutely nothing to risk. You cannot lose. You can never lose. So there is no need for concern about protection. Living is about creating a space for me, God, to express the allness that I am through the allness that you are. Chew on that. Digest that. Let's go to Shannon's question. I just read something from the Sacred Yes by Deborah Johnson. Let me go to Shannon's question right here. Let me click that tab. It's a beautiful question. Shannon said, how do you know when it's the right time to follow a dream? Now, my first response, my first response is the only response. How do you know when it's time, the right time to follow a dream? When you become aware of the dream. In this moment that you're asking the question, it tells me that something about you knows that there's a dream that wants to be birthed. Right now, it is. Now, the paradox of life and the dichotomy of life, and you know, sometimes you may think, I got to drop everything to follow this dream. Or how do I incorporate this dream with everything else that I'm doing? You just make yourself available for God. See, the dream is not about... Let's see. The dream is bigger than you. It's bigger than the mundane things that you do and how you put it together, what it looks like, if you're going to have enough money, enough time to do it, and how you're going to do it and all that. The big is God. What the dream is God wanting to birth itself through you. So when you catch the idea, that's the right time. So if you're clear about the dream, write it down. Every day, every moment, take a step that moves you closer to that dream. So the right time is when you catch the idea. That's the right time. The right time is now. Now that you ask the question, what is the right time? Guess what, Shannon? Right now. So I've got a question for you. What are you going to do today to move you closer to that dream? And I want to answer now. That's not a rhetorical question. I want an answer. What are you going to do today? Sometimes it could mean going out to do something, but the most important part is to ask yourself or get yourself in a place where you create the space and the place for the dream to be birthed through you. Like a mother who wants to give birth to a child, she has to eat the right foods, do the necessary exercise, go to the doctor, get the checkup, because she's preparing her body for this child to be birthed through her. She doesn't really need to, well, I don't know what she doesn't need to do, but she doesn't necessarily have to run, well, she doesn't need to run down the street like, I'm pregnant, I'm going to have a child. She can do that. But the most important part is, how is she preparing her body for the birth? How are you preparing your consciousness, your mind, for this dream to be birthed through you, for this dream to take you to a place that's beyond your wildest dreams? So now is the right time. Once you catch the idea, it's the right time. What do you need to let go of for the dream to be birthed? What do you need to do? But you start from a place of beingness. Embrace it, embody it, rather than say, I don't think I can do that. When you do that, you kill the dream. When you say, I don't know if I got time to do that, oh, it's too late, you abort the child when you do that. Catch the dream, catch the vision, and say, right, I'm ready. What do I need to do? What do I need to let go of? What actions do I need to take? Right now is the time. So my question for you, Shannon, and I want to answer now. I'm asking you. Ask Life Coach Ade is asking Shannon, what are you going to do today to create a space for the dream to be birthed through you? Let's see. What time is it? Perfect time. I feel like I'm having to drag myself out of this stream of consciousness because I'm getting pulled. I'm getting pulled. I love it. I love my life with all the ups and downs and the uncertainty, and sometimes when I'm throwing a temper tantrum, things not working out, why don't I have this? I love my life. I'm surrounded by beautiful people, and I am so grateful. And even if the computer is moving slow, I am still grateful. Come on, it's time for a celestial moment. Come on, stop playing around. Stop playing around. let's see. Wow. Where did all these emails come from? All right. So let me go here first. I look forward to a day when I don't have to. I love doing this computer stuff. I have to be doing so many things. But I think there's going to be a day when I won't be doing this. Let me stay here. Let me live in this moment. Let's get ready for Celestial Moments on LifeConversationsRadio.com, brought to you by Celeste Moments. This segment is brought to you by Celeste Moments. Find out more about Celeste Moments. Stop it. I was buying time, really. I'm looking for Celeste's song. This is Destiny the Harpist. Destiny the Harpist? Destiny Muhammad Harpist from the Herd. Destiny Muhammad, reminding us of the grace of God, the grace of the goddess within each and every one of us. And it's time for Celestial Moment. The number is 347-426-3346. Tanya, don't run away this time. Bring your question. I hear your thoughts, Tanya. Don't you dare run away. I'm calling Tanya out. Glowing Gooch. I know you got something to say. All right, it's time for Celeste. Celeste, how are you doing, my friend?
I am well. And you know what, Ade? I have a gift for you first, my friend.
You have a gift for me? Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get comfortable. Let me take my hand.
Yes, I want you. Yes, very important.
Let me sit back.
Get comfortable.
Let me see it. Mm-hmm, okay.
Yes.
I'm ready.
So proud of you. All right. So I'm about to give you a prescription for your present pain.
Mm-hmm.
It is Embrace Your Past with Love from May 31st, 2010. And you actually said that you needed a massage during that show. Okay? I've had to go back for other reasons, but I was like, he is kidding me. Yes, that's for you and for the whole family if you're feeling yourself needing to be aligned. Okay?
So basically, you're prescribing me my own medicine, huh? I heard that.
Absolutely, doctor. Embrace
what I really,
your past
what I desire.
With love.
Right. Embrace my past with love. That is so true, so that I don't have this pain in the neck. That my life doesn't have to be a pain in the neck. That it can be a free flowing. Yes, that's it. And what I really desire is a chiropractic adjustment. I really desire that. I know it. My side does it, but anyway. But anyway, celestial moment. Right. I'm throwing it back
yes.
to you.
Yes. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Today, this Celestial Moment is dedicated to my grandmother, Annie Ruth Weston. Pay attention to Weston. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, February 16th, 2012. When we add the date, it equals 2030. Add 2030 and you get 5. 5 represents change. 5 is the Hierophant in tarot, which is the High Priest. Our throat chakra is our fifth chakra, which reminds us to speak with love to ourselves and each other. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Proverbs 16:24. The fifth letter of the alphabet is E, and words like embrace, eternal, and elevate connect us to the divine energy found in 5. 5 is the bear in the medicine cards, and that is where we're going to put the spotlight today. Bear, invite me into the cave where silence surrounds the answers you gave. One of my favorite bears is Winnie the Pooh. Piglet asked Pooh one day, "How do you spell love?" Pooh answered immediately, "You don't spell it, you feel it." This answer demonstrates bear medicine. Answers are richer when they come from introspection. The bear sits on the west of the medicine wheel and connects us to our female receptive side. This is our intuitive side. My family name is Weston. I have bear medicine in my blood. It keeps all of us connected to the energies of the eternal mother. We get to receive nourishment from the placenta of the great void. This is the place where all answers and solutions live in harmony with the questions that fill our realities. Living in the moment keeps you sharp to access it for yourself. Each of us has the capacity to tap into this magic. We get to fulfill our soul missions more easily when we learn to get comfortable with the silence. Quiet your mind and trust your heart to create your own celestial moments.
She said, "Quiet your mind," and we go. And she go quiet. What happened? Are you there, Celeste? We can't hear you.
I'm right here.
Celeste? Wow.
Can you
okay,
hear me?
That's when we can hear you now. I didn't hear you. I don't know if Miss was there, but
you know,
quiet your
I
mind.
Really,
you were
there's
quiet.
A lot of energy that is running through me. My phone is completely all right, but we're gonna roll with it and rock it out. So I'm gonna say again because it's important. Hello to all
quiet
my ancestors
your mind.
And the crew. Quiet your mind is where I was. Isn't this deep?
Yes.
We're going to flow with it, okay?
All right.
Quiet your that's mind funny. And trust your heart to create your own celestial moment, which you just witnessed. This weekend, treat yourself to some cave time. And don't forget to take Life Conversations Radio with you. Listen again and apply what you heard this week and see how rejuvenation helps you manifest your dreams. And that's the story of 5 through the bear of medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Monday for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for demonstrating the true reflection of what it means to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for Celestial Moment. Thank you for everything you do, for sharing the shows on Facebook and the calendar. Thank you, Celeste. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Life is good. It's getting better. 347-436-3346. I have a message here. And since it's an instant message, I'm just going to make an assumption, but without making a out of you and me, that this person doesn't want to be identified. But this friend of mine said, "I'm really loving your message, and it came at the most perfect time for me. I was so angry just before your show. I'm calming down now. I'm looking for the message through all of this." That's it, living in the moment. There's no point getting angry because you're angry. Just be aware. Just be aware. We can quiet our minds, quiet our thoughts. Let go of what things look like. Or we don't even have the bigger picture. Well, let me rephrase that. We don't always have the bigger picture. Sometimes we get so caught up in looking through the physical lens that we miss the bigger picture, the spiritual lens, if you will. I talk about getting in your spiritual helicopter. You're in this forest of life, and you can't see the forest for the tree, and you're like, why is this happening to me? Oh, my God, I can't believe this. I just walked into that cobweb, and that cobweb is saying, it's okay, you're creating a perfect life, but what you're doing is you're like, no, I hate cobwebs. Like, oh, daddy, I hate cobwebs. Because the spider is telling you to create and make sure you don't get yourself all caught up in the web of life. But when you get in your spiritual helicopter, you get to see a broader view. You're like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. This is amazing. Trust the process. You are here for a reason. Are you living in the moment? This moment's called now. Where you are is where you are. And right now, be on lifeconversationsradio.com. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and my caller is Tammy. Hello, Tammy. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am living in the moment.
Okay, well, since you called me out, I had to call in.
No, that's right. I love that. Ooh, I'm going to steal that. I called you out, you called in. Good, thank you for calling in. I love that.
So, my question, when you talk about living in the moment, when anger becomes your moment, how do you live that? How do you embrace that before you let it go? Do you just let it bounce off of you and go, wait, I'm not going to be angry? Or do you feel it in the moment and just be in that moment and then let it go? And then what if you can't let it go? Then what do you do?
I love the fact that you answered your question and you come back with another question. You actually answered it.
Because I still want to be angry. I'm still angry.
But here's
I'm
the
exploding.
Thing.
I'm explosive with anger, but I don't want to be, but I am, and I'm okay, but I'm not.
I'm okay, but I'm not. But I want to be, but I want to let it go, but I don't want to let it go because I want to really be pissed. I want to be angry. I want to yell. I want to be
yeah,
but, you know, I want to
yeah,
be spiritual. I want to be loving.
Really
I want to
be
still.
Angry.
Yes. Okay, be angry.
But then I don't want to be angry.
Why don't you want to be angry?
Because I don't like the way anger makes me feel. I don't like being angry because of an action. Another person's action. And I don't want to be angry.
Okay, but then
I am.
You still want to, okay. And you want to, if you want to explode, you said, right? So let me give you an example. I have this pain in my neck. I'm experiencing this opportunity to release and embrace my past, right? I can say I don't want to feel this pain, and I, you know, but the pain is there until I pay attention to the pain. So back to you. You say you want to be angry, but you don't want to be angry. You're actually even divided amongst you within yourself. What is the truth? What is the truth for you? Not the spiritual truth, what you read in the Bible in a book or what you've got from Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle, or no, what is your truth right now? What do you really want to do?
Well, what I really want to do is respond, but then that's just reacting. And that's a part of an old pattern that I have.
So let me ask you this. Was something done to you or said to you that got you angry?
Said to me, no. Done to me, no. It was the unspoken. How do I say it? It was the actions of another.
Okay, so the action of another caused you to be angry. Okay, now let's just look at that. First, the whole thing about I don't want to be angry, but I am, but I do. I want to be, I want to explode, but I don't like how it makes me feel. The first thing is you are angry. You are, period. That's just an emotion. That's just a feeling. That's an emotion, energy in motion. You're that, right? Now, the action of that person causes you to be angry. To say, I don't want to be angry, is to deny what you're feeling. When you deny what you're feeling, you can't really get the message of the emotion of the feeling. I can say, I can go take a painkiller for my neck. But that would work, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if I really want to get the message, knowing that the discomfort that I feel, the pain that I feel, the fact that I'm angry, it's a message from myself. It's something I need to look at. In your case, it's a message from yourself saying something you need to look at. So you're angry. Be at peace with being angry.
But then anger is such a toxic emotion. Why sit there in anger?
That's all your mind talking. That's your mind talking.
Oh,
your intellect is trying to figure that, analyze stuff. your heart, your feeling is speaking to you in the loudest way. So the anger represents what? What is really underneath the anger? What's really happening? You said the action of somebody caused you to be angry. So you got angry because someone did something, but what is it bringing up for you?
Vulnerability.
No, vulnerability. Okay. Go ahead. And so you're angry because you don't want to be vulnerable? Or you're angry because how dare you make me vulnerable?
Sometimes I wonder if I just have that stamp on my forehead that says sucker on it or come take advantage of my own way of being.
So you think the action of another means you're being taken advantage of, right?
Maybe not taken advantage of, but maybe... I don't know what the word I'm looking for.
Not respected? Disrespected?
No.
Not honored?
Maybe that.
Because until you're able to get underneath, or I'll say get underneath the anger and get with the anger, that other person or other people's action that looks similar will always remind you of this thing that you're feeling and come up with a lot of reason why, but it's up to us individually to say, what is really going on? Why are you angry by somebody else's action?
You know, I think it goes back to that window of opportunity. Are we going to talk on the show?
Mm-hmm.
My pattern, my lesson that obviously I'm still not getting is that I always give more.
Mm-hmm.
I always give more than what I receive back.
Mm. So, and I do get when you say I'm still not getting. I want to, you know, because sometimes I think about my style, how I work with people, and I understand when we say something that we're not getting. But at the same time, I want you to shift that a little bit. That pattern, if there's something that needs to be healed, something that needs to be brought into the front, the forefront. So there's this pattern, as you said, there's been a way of life, a way of being for a while. So you're in the process of recalibrating rather than not getting it, because you're certainly getting it right now.
I am getting it. I don't like it. I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Well, try this.
Like, do you want to just turn around and say, you know, I've been good with just myself for a really long time, and I really don't have the space and the patience to accept anything less than that. So play in my playground or get out of my playground.
Well, you don't have the time and patience. Why are you creating the time and patience to be with the feeling? Why are you even allowing that? And I'm saying why, not as a challenge. Well, maybe it is. But I'm helping you. I want you to kind of get behind that. Because you can say, I don't have the time and space to to do this, allow myself to get involved. But you do have the time and space because you're in it.
I know. And then I get mad at myself. There's my anger, right? I'm mad at myself.
Go.
Yes.
Yes. So not only are you angry because of somebody else's action, now you're beating the hell out of yourself because you're angry because of somebody else's action. There's no way that you're going to come to wholeness in that. You're beating yourself down. You can't even see the light. You try and get up, you knock yourself back down. Get back down. Can you love yourself while you're still experiencing this anger? Because can you love yourself in this space? Can you be compassionate? Can you be understanding? Can
No.
you embrace yourself? Okay. All right. So don't. Don't embrace yourself. Don't be compassionate. Just let it rip. You do have that choice, you know.
Yes, I know.
Now,
it's not always an easy choice to make sometimes.
So you're saying it's not easy to be compassionate with yourself while you're angry?
Yeah, I guess I am saying that.
Okay. So if a four-year-old came over to you and they were really, this child was so angry about something that happened, and they're crying.
Oh,
and
you're still not going to go there again with me, are you?
Yep, absolutely. I'm pulling everything on you because your mind is like trying to just refuse. But I'm not trying to get you out of your anger. I'm not saying let it go. I'm just really being a spiritual mirror for you to see what you're doing. But so if it's not always easy to be compassionate, so if a four-year-old is in pain or angry or something that happened, or maybe his little friend, his best friend took his toys and he's mad and I'm angry, he took my toys. Are you going to say, snap out of it, what's wrong with you? Stop being a little punk. Or are you just going to say, it's okay, you got to learn to share. Go and ask nicely. What would you do?
Well, of course, I would just give him a hug and say, it's okay.
I don't know. You say, of course. I don't know. You said it's not always easy to be compassionate. I don't know what you would do. Don't take that tone with me, lady.
Okay, now do I get the etheric hug now?
Well, no.
I have
not
your
yet.
Point. I get what you're saying.
Okay, good. So really, compassion comes from understanding. If you can allow yourself to understand why you feel what you see, if you can allow yourself to embrace the truth, the idea that what other people do ain't even about you. Now, it triggers your stuff, but what they're doing is because of what they're dealing with. Get an understanding about the action and how you're responding. When you understand why you feel what you feel without judging it, without trying to be spiritual, without trying to be loving, just let go of, oh, I'm trying to do the right thing. Don't do the right thing. Just understand where you are. Compassion will just slip in real easy. If it's a pattern, you can say, oh, okay, so this is another opportunity for me to really be different. And stop withholding love from yourself. Stop it. Just stop it.
Just stop it. Yeah.
Just stop it. Just stop it.
Thank
so
you.
If you feel like screaming, if you feel like crying, if you feel like getting a pillow and beating the hell out of the pillow, literally, do it. If you feel like writing, if you feel like dancing, do it. But when you say, I don't like feeling this, then that's resistance, and what you resist persists. When you say, I hate feeling angry, I don't want to feel angry, then the anger says, huh, watch this, I'm going to push back. But you can choose again. You can choose to embrace your anger. You can choose to embrace yourself. You can choose to love yourself. Anger and all of that, frustration, depression, is really about fear. Two emotions, fear and love. And if you're not feeling the love, it's okay. Do what you need to do so you can vibrate from that place of love. Not doing it. Don't do it because it's the right thing to do, but knowing because it is your birthright. That you deserve to love and be loved and express love. But right where you are is right where you are. You can't heal what you don't feel. In order to heal something, feel it. Let it speak to you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We got you. Everybody listening,
yeah.
We're sending you love. All is truly well. And it's all going to make sense soon. It's all going to make sense.
I know. I know.
And then this becomes a story that you share that inspires other people. So embrace the gift.
Thank you, my friend.
You're very welcome, Tammy. Yes, indeed. Tammy standing for us all. Those of us who are feeling it, those of us who identify with that, somebody else is feeling that. If somebody's calling it, somebody else is feeling it. All of us have to relate to it. Because we're all here because we're a vibrational match. You may be here to send the love, to say to Tammy, I used to be there. I understand. You may be saying, he's not really answering her question. Whatever you feel is whatever you're feeling, because you're living in the moment. And that right now, we're going to hang with Tanya Glowing Gooch. How are you doing, my friend?
Hello, Day. How are you?
I am wonderful.
I am, too. I just wanted to say about transformation. I know with myself, you know, when we let others mold and form our character on how we feel, it'll be a slow process to get into the transformation, because the transformation is of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, I tell anybody, I spent a lot of years, like, treating people the way I wanted to be treated and loving people. And I guess I had expectations of other people because my expectations of myself were so high.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get upset when what I expected out of them, they didn't do it. And it took me a long time to realize, who are you to have the expectations for others, because they are the only ones that can change them. Just like you're the only one that can change you. And once you start being gentle with yourself, because, see, a lot of times we're more compassionate toward others and showing them that we're loving them, that we put ourselves in the back burner and we're not loving ourselves.
I know, that's right.
And like I tell anybody now, anyone I deal with, it's not about my wants, it's not about my needs, it's what I require. Now, and you can change a lot of things in yourself if you have requirements opposed to your wants and needs. Because if you don't know the authentic you, how can you know what you want or need?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it takes us a long time, you know, to get to that point. You know, we let people change our character for us. No, you can't change my character now. This is who I am, and this is who I want to be. Now, maybe we're not meant for each other. I can understand that now. Like I told you the other day, people can walk up to me and speak. I'm like, mm-mm. You know? I mean, I used to hear people say that, like, oh, I hugged them, or I just got a shaky vibe from them. And it's not until you go into yourself and you allow God, and you surrender and allow him, and you walk with him. Because if you trust him, you don't have to trip off of trusting people, because
mm-hmm.
he's going to show you them. But you have to surrender you to him first in order for you to be able to see it and feel it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So true. I have come such a long way, and I thank you for doing what you do. Because I can remember when Celeste told me, oh, I want you to listen, I was like, mm-mm, I'm not going to be able to do it. But I took time, something, and I know it's God that told me, hey, dial in. You don't have to say nothing, just listen. And I thank you for that. Because sometimes I was one, I never thought about God's vision. You know, I feared God, but I didn't know God. So I've never thought about his vision. He always had to put something there physical for me to see. And it wasn't always good, you know. And I'm just so glad that you're a part of my life and I know you. You know, never met you personally, but guess what? Yes, I have, because you're in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Glenda in the chat room said, ah, Tanya is talking about me right now. So, yes.
Hi, Glenda,
being,
love you.
You're being a voice for the community.
You're going to be just fine.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you,
Mike. I heard a lot of me in Tanya today.
We're all in it together. Thank you, Tanya. We're all in this shit called life. We're all relating on relationships, you know. As we get ready to release the show, I got to read this from Sacred Yes and see what else comes up for me. But in Sacred Yes by Deborah Johnson, says, so many moments are lost in thinking about living rather than living. Too much of your livingness is constricted, restricted, conditioned, or limited by your concern about what other people are going to think or say about you. This causes you to hesitate to evaluate and reevaluate the circumstances and the conditions rather than simply participate in that moment. So many moments in which you could be living are lost because you're too busy thinking about your experience of living rather than simply living your life. You are here to live your life. You are here to be your life. You are here to be. You're here to be the face of God. You're here to be the voice of God. You're here to show up as an example for everybody else. Not everybody's going to call in. Not everybody's going to write something in chat. Not everybody's going to speak up and say, I'm in pain. But whenever you're inspired, Donna, whenever you're inspired, when God breathes itself in you, the breath of life to share, when God breathes life into you and you get overcome by this thought and this feeling, rather than say, oh, I can't do that, don't hold God back. Let it out, whichever way you choose to. I'm not talking about having to call in and whatever. Whichever way you're led to share your story, do it now. Do it now. I'm willing to bet. People always say, I'm willing to bet. I'm not a betting man. What does that mean? You're already betting by saying you're willing to bet. So that means you are. So I'm willing to bet that the moment that has transformed you is when you heard or experienced somebody else's story. What is your story? What do you have to share? What are you holding back? What does the world need to know about you? What does your family member need to know about you? What does your loved ones need to know about you? Are you living in the moment when your children, they're sent off to school, do they know how much you really love them? Especially the teenagers. Say, Mom, Dad, stop it. And as Tanya said earlier, sometimes it's easy to be compassionate with other people, but we beat our own selves up. And when we do that, we actually create energy where it makes it easier for other people to walk over us. Because in truth, really, you only get to keep what you give away. So when you give yourself the compassion, you get to keep it because other people realize how you're treating yourself. And nothing anybody does is because of you. It doesn't matter if they're cussing you out, pissing you off. Yeah, that's it. They're getting on your nerves. Ain't because of you. I don't care if they try to wrap your internet conversation and put your name next to it. It's because of stuff they're dealing with. Have you ever had a disagreement and you just made up all this story and then you find the courage or somehow you spoke with the person and you get a new insight, a new awareness, and it brings a whole new way of looking at life. Life ain't for wimps, you know. Life is not for wimps. So if you're alive today, pat yourself on the back. And Shannon says, today I'm going to make peace with my dream and with myself and allow myself not to push my dream further away. I will embrace my dream and stop making a challenge out of it. Oh, I think I can rest on that one.
I got chills. Okay, let me read that again for anybody else who needs to hear that. Thank you, Shannon, for being an expression of truth, expression of love. Today, that's an affirmation we can all take. I am going to make peace with my dream, with myself. Today, I allow myself not to push away my dream. I will embrace my dream and stop making a challenge out of them. Your dream is only here to set you free. Your dream is God trying to express itself through and as you. Man, I used to be so afraid to do a radio show. At the same time, I had this urge and yearning to do a show. But I'm thinking, oh, my God, people are going to challenge me. What do you know? What's your qualifications? Who gives you the right to tell us how to live our lives? I had all these stories, but something in me say, no, I want to express. I had to yield. I still have my moments when I'm thinking, oh, God, what did I just say? But you've got to surrender. Surrender to your greater yet to be. There's so much more that is seeking to be birthed through you. There's so much good. You just got to say yes. You got to allow it. And allow yourself to be where you are. Wherever you are is wherever you are. Don't push it. Don't force it. Just embrace it. What you resist, persist. What you embrace, moves on. Let go of spiritual correctness. Trying to do the spiritual thing. You know, and some of us are spiritual say, oh, you know, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. I hear some of my Christian brothers and sisters, oh, my God, if I wasn't saved, if I wasn't born again, oh, I would do something else. Those of us on the spiritual path do the same thing. I want to do the spiritual thing. No, just be the spiritual thing. And now it's time to release this daggone thing called radio show. Oh, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And I thank you for just being here, for your gift, for allowing me to express, for allowing me to laugh, for allowing me to be silly, for allowing me to just live out loud and think out loud. Your presence, your love, your understanding, your compassion. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tomorrow, Monday, we have Mark Houston join us, Master Astrologer. Check out lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And we are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. We have new hosts joining the network. We have Tom Zuber, Transforming Grief. We have Jill LeBeau, Rebecca Grado, Everyday Enlightenment. We even have a show coming up that we'll be announcing for those of you who, I guess I'll say sisters right now. Well, yeah, that's the focus of the show, for sisters who love sisters. And so much is happening in Life Conversations Radio. We've got the new host coming up. I'm excited. Lots going on. I'm grateful for the change. I'm grateful for the shift. Ambassador, thank you for all you're doing. Celeste, thank you for all you're doing. Listeners who are promoting the show, thank you for being part of this global community. We're doing it together. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I give thanks for Betty, for all the hope that she was able to align with this network, for those that are yet to come. You know, it is what it is. We're all in this together. I think I said this already, but I'm going to say it again. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Let me make sure I don't have questions waiting or lingering. Let's see. Okay, thank you, Celeste. Yep, I was intuitively led to the answer. And I think that's it. Let's look for a song to play. What do you guys want to hear? What song do you want to hear? Just think the thought and I'll pick it up. And if you think the thought and I don't play, it's because you aren't really grounded in your thinking. Let's see. What do we do? Actually, I'm going to do a couple of things. I'm going to play Flow by Jack Armstrong, the author of Lessons from the Source, because when you're living in the moment, you are being in the flow. So I'm going to play something from him called Flow, and to find out more about Jack, you can go to his website, Lessons from the Source, and then I'm going to play a song, I don't know yet, but we'll see what it is. Well, let's do Carly again, a reminder of who we truly are. Be loved, be true to yourself, and just as important, be loved. Allow the love to come in, allow the love to activate your godness, your goodness. Allow the love to activate the goddess within you. The only time is now.
now.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, yes, you are. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't even let your ego tell you otherwise. You're wonderful. You're whole. You're free. You are love. You are the delight of God, no matter what. Even if you feel out of alignment. Let me release this show, because I feel myself being taken over again. This is Jack Armstrong, and we'll see what we'll play next. And I'll be back here Monday. I'm looking forward to it. All the shows are archived. You can download it and check out lifeconversationsmedia.com. Jack Armstrong. Flow. Peace and blessings.
Flow. To struggle is to work too hard at what should come naturally. Let it flow, whatever the situation or whatever the need. You have noticed how frequently the word flow is used in conjunction with your consciousness. Think of and feel the gentle, steady, perfect flow of a stream or river, or even water coming from a tap. It is ceaseless unless you make a special effort to stop it. You can dam up a stream or river, and you can consciously turn the water off at the tap. It is exactly the same with your good. It is always there. It is always flowing to you and through you and with you. And all you need is to accept it. To go with the flow. It is that simple. Simply accept your good and flow with it. Do not ask why. Do not question or ponder. Let the stream of goodness flow naturally through your life and simply accept that it is there, that it is good, and that it is right. Imagine that you live near a river, yet were far enough away from it that you could not see it, and consequently it was not always in your thoughts. Even though you were not consciously aware of the river, it continued to flow, silently and peacefully and steadily, bringing untold quantities of water, in fact a never-ending supply, and carrying with it those who made the decision to put their crafts into it and trusted it to carry them to their destinations. It is exactly the same, of course, with the flow of divine life. The analogy is nearly precise, with one exception. In the case of the divine flow, it is always in you, and you are always in it. You are never physically removed from it as you were from the river. The separation that you experience is one of consciousness. You make the decision in your conscious mind whether to put yourself into the flow, which means to attune your consciousness with it, to make the commitment to trust it, and to let it carry you to the fulfillment of the divine plan for your life. What does all of this mean for you? It means that you are in control of your own destiny. You can choose to trust what you cannot see, but which you know instinctively is there, and allow the good that is yours to unfold naturally and peacefully and with perfect timing, or you can attempt to manufacture your good on your own, through your own devices, relying on the thoughts of your conscious mind and the actions of others. Once again, the choice seems so obvious, yet making it is so difficult. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. There is the word flow again. This is one of the most important images for you to visualize as you work to increase and enhance your attunement with me. You can use the image in your mind of any type of flow that appeals to you and is comfortable to you. When you have it, place your being in the midst of the flow and become one with it. Do not see yourself as a cork floating on top of the water, bobbing up and down and being carried to points unknown by the current. Rather, see and feel the essence of your being as one with the essence of the water in the flow. The water represents the stream of blessings that is always flowing to you and through you and with you. The source of those blessings is God, the source of all good. Just as you are an expression of me, so is the stream of blessings an expression of me. And just as you are one with all aspects of my creation, you and the good that is yours are one. So you become a part of the good, part of the flow. You cannot be separated from it like the cork bobbing on top of the water. Your reality and the reality of the flow are one. There is no beginning or ending to the flow, just as there are no boundaries to the goodness in the universe. Time plays no factor here. Putting your being into the flow is a form of affirmation, and it has the same positive effect.
I am you, and you are me, then let's explore the unity, the harmony never conceived before. So sure, doors closed, now bulldozed by possibility. My reality reordered by divine order that transcends, ascends who and what I used to be. A mere vessel of personality. Too small to contain, too small to restrain. A content too infinite to define. Too magnificent to confine. Too perfect to refine. Too precious not to align with the truth of my being. Now seeing with fresh new eyes, the lies no longer capturing my attention. A new comprehension of a dimension of purity that opens my heart to our unity. If I am you and you are me, then where is the unity? The responsibility to dare to care for one another. No cover can camouflage our connection. The detection defies rejection. No objection can force my defection, no more dejection of what I know to be true. You are me, and I am you. A truth so simply true that it escapes our imagination, our affirmation, our determination to live like we know what we know. No more spiritual amnesia, a seizure that has us convulsing with the pulse of the world at a beat so steady that it makes us wonder if we are ready to step to the drummer inside. Step on with the rhythm that says that we are marching together, and whether fair or foul, through sunshine and storms, causation and forms, we acknowledge each other's existence, no longer pretending like I don't see you. 2 inches from me in the elevator. Standing next to me in the grocery line. No longer acting like what happens to you and your family bears no reality on my health and well-being. Now decreeing that our interconnectedness creates a nest in my heart that hatches a love that remains no matter the strains on our relationship. I don't have to like you to love you. And I am the people that I don't like. And with enough foresight, I'll grow to love the you that's me. And even if it's hindsight, it still guides my vision, informs my decision to stay open and concerned when I've been burned or returned to someplace I couldn't forgive before. Yet the doors, once closed, are bulldozed into possibility, reordering my reality with an order so divine that all I can do is shine. Remind myself of our unity, born out of our divinity, which only needs an opportunity to just be. Be what? Be everything, especially one with you. If I am you, okay, and you are me, then where is the unity? The sense of urgency that says that our fates, intertwined by divine design, can't wait until I am ready to do what I ought. My heart caught in a thicket of indifference.
feel what I should, or release what I could have done. Don't sing me no blues, bombard me with the news, for I refuse to be jaded, persuaded into defiling our oneness through condemnation and separation. Our liberation is in the revelation that I am you and you are me, and that together we are one people. I won't forget that you are not a threat to my being who I am meant to be. You cannot hinder my authenticity. If I am you, and you are me, then where is the unity, the harmony, the dignity?
Alive, available today for all to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.